In this Flavor Moments, Ken Seabird and I discover flavors of ocean and paradise as we go to West Park Promenade in Midtown Billings to the Ohana Poke Company, where we grab a hearty bowl of rice and ahi tuna. We meet up with owner Tyrell Cromwell, who opened this Hawaiian-themed eatery about 6 months ago. First, Cromwell explains what poke is.
Poke in Hawaiian just simply means cubed or chopped, and traditionally in Hawaii, obviously, it's raw ahi tuna.
And what does ohana mean?
Ohana simply means family, but in Hawaiian culture, it's a little bit more encompassing than just your immediate family. It could mean neighbors or even as large as like a overall humanity.
The spirit of ohana brought Cromwell back to Billings, back to family. Throughout this bright space, the color theme is aqua blue. The lion logo is aqua blue. Decorations are blue. But the most important are the aqua blue arrows that will navigate you through the menu to end up with a bowl brimming with rice, vegetables, protein, and sauce. Cromwell's menu has something for everyone.
I mean, it was important to me that I had something that was like inclusive of everybody. I love our raw ahi or our Hawaiian poke, but you know, kids, you know, families, it's hard. And also in Montana, meat and potatoes country.
With a base of white or brown rice and or spinach.
If you look at our menu, it's pretty simple. You just follow the arrows. So you just start with pick a size, pick your base. We try to keep it pretty simple. You can have as many mixins as you want. I always tell people the more the better. And things where other people would skip corners, we try to just do as fresh as possible.
And what does fresh as possible mean?
Source it from a fishing company out of Honolulu. So for my money, it's the best that you're going to get in Montana. I mean, I have an exclusive with them.
Then for the Montana beef lovers, there's the Big Sky Poke.
It's kind of a play on if we had poke in Montana. So it's a USDA choice New York strip is what I use. Our winged poke is going to be a chicken, just a marinated chicken breast. Our Alaskan poke, which is our salmon, we can do that cooked or raw. And then our hokey pokey, which is just a fun play on the word for our tofu.
On top of the fish or meat, you choose your sauce and toppings. For me, I seek out the side seaweed salad, bringing nostalgia my childhood. It's made with black hijiki seaweed, sesame seeds, and lotus root, flavored with sesame oil and soy. Cromwell talks about the lotus root.
When they slice it real thin and you look at the cross-section of it, it does kind of look like a wagon wheel. It's just a circular kind of a root with some holes in it. It doesn't have a real strong flavor.
But it adds texture and crunch to the salad. Now Ken and I share some of our impressions of the poke bowl. We taste it.
I like the combination of the brown rice and that seaweed salad. It pairs, I think, very well together. The brown rice is hot. All the other ingredients are cold, so there's some great temperature variation that's going on there.
And how is my ahi?
It is firm, it is fresh, it is clean, and this is the way fish is supposed to taste.
So next time you crave flavors of the ocean, head to the Ohana Poke Company. This is Flavor Moments, and I'm Stella Fong.